Welcome everyone to the very first episode of Wide Right with yours truly, Max Marrero.
And Nick Butts. That's me.
This is our new college football podcast featuring exclusively on sportsthemax.com.
That's right, folks.
Where we will be discussing current college football playoff rankings, our takes on those rankings, some of the upcoming games, and some of the things in current events dealing specifically with college football, and maybe we'll expand in the future.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. I'm glad we're finally getting to do this.
Yeah.
We got a special guest with us in-house tonight, Nick Marconi.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Thanks for joining us, man.
No problem.
So
let's get right into
it. Let's get into it.
Nitty gritty. So rankings just came out today, and we have the same top four as last week. So yep. That is LSU 1, Ohio State 2, Clemson 3, and Georgia 4. With Alabama looking just outside of 5. What do you think about that, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, you really can't debate that shouldn't be the top four, I think, at this point. Now, you could definitely debate that they could be in a different order, but I think that right now it's fair to have those four teams in the top four.
Marconi, what's your take on it?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with Nick on this one. UGA with the one loss to South Carolina at this point, it's pretty much been wiped off their slate because of the strength of their schedule, and Alabama's at 5 looking in.
I would agree. Personally, I think despite the defense not looking too hot for LSU, I think they are still the number one team in the country, given the teams they've beaten, given the way their offense is looking. Ohio State and Clemson are the two most complete teams in college football. I think you would agree with that, Nick Butts?
No doubt. About that. Yeah, because yeah. LSU, like you just said, has been a little, if not very, shaky on defense. They gave up, over 400 rushing yards to Ole Miss this yes. past week. So that's definitely a concern heading into the postseason for LSU. But, offensively, they've been stellar. And
they have the Heisman favorite in Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Marconi, would you say he's going to win the Heisman?
Yeah, since week two against Texas, I've actually said that Joe Burrow would win Heisman, and you two doubted me. But
here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah. He beat Alabama. He's putting up ridiculous numbers.
What was it? He was at what point? 13 for 13 at the game? He started 13.
He started 13 for 13 against Alabama. Those numbers incredible. Are insane.
So here's what's very interesting about these rankings. You have Oregon at 6 and Utah at 7.
Yeah.
These two teams, man, they're both looking very hot. I would, everyone on the committee, well, all the analysts on ESPN, and I would also agree that the reason why Oregon is at 6 and Utah's at 7 is given the fact that Utah lost to USC and Oregon beat them by a decent amount. I couldn't tell you how much right now, but... What do you think about the prospect of Oregon or Utah making it in the postseason?
Well, they each control their own destiny at this point. They're on pace to meet each other in the Pac-12 championship. The winner of that game will definitely be in contention for that. Probably what will be the last playoff spot if everything plays out like it's supposed to. But I think right now Oregon's definitely looking like a better team. And their ranking above Utah is definitely justified. They have that early season loss to Auburn. They've won 9 straight since then. Their defense has really been what's surprising about them this year. They've been very stellar on defense. Justin Herbert, he's been playing great at QB. They're a very complete team, and they've been flying under the radar a little bit, but I think Oregon could end up sneaking in there as the Pac-12 champion.
Pac-12's looking really good. They've needed it.
Yeah, this it's huge for their conference. The fact that they have two playoff contenders at this point in the season.
Yeah,
it hasn't been like that the past few years. So it's exciting to see it for that conference.
So I pose you, Marconi, the question: is who is more legit, Oregon or Utah?
I would say Oregon, as you said before, they defeated USC as opposed to Utah, who did not. And I think overall, they're a much more well-balanced team. Their defense has stepped it up a lot the past couple weeks. And Justin Herbert, I believe, is a first-round talent quarterback. And, yeah, man, I think they've just looked better overall.
I would agree. So another interesting move that the committee decided to make is by boosting Oklahoma up one spot from 10 to 9, and putting Minnesota down two spots from 8 to 10, given the fact that Oklahoma did come back and ultimately beat Minnesota. Do you guys think that Oklahoma deserved to go up any higher?
Well, they were down 25 at halftime to Baylor. Obviously, yeah. They came back and won.
Right.
It was like that Super Bowl with the Patriots and Falcons all over again. Nice. We've seen it before.
We don't need to talk about it.
But OU's a very good team, and they showed that Saturday night. So them moving up one spot in the rankings, I have no issue with. They beat a previously undefeated Baylor team. My biggest issue, though, is that Penn State is ranked above Minnesota right now.
Ooh,
given that
I would agree.
Given that Minnesota won that head-to-head matchup, seems like the committee didn't really use much logic there.
So well, I would, know. You know, like I mentioned when we were watching the rankings live, I definitely think there was a flaw in logic there, given the fact that PSU did beat Minnesota. And don't get me wrong, Minnesota didn't look too hot this week. They were playing in a tough place in Kinnick against Iowa.
Yeah.
But I do think you have to give credit to the head-to-head. And while I do agree with Minnesota bumping down, I think that Penn State should have been below them, given that. What do you think, Marconi?
Yeah.
In terms of the Big Ten right now, I definitely agree with you guys that in terms of, especially since Minnesota beat Penn State head-to-head, they should theoretically be ranked ahead of them. But at the same time, if we're going by what I would consider the eye test, I would think that Penn State is the more talented team overall than Minnesota.
Okay.
You can certainly make that argument.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, Minnesota definitely stepped up that day. I think they played their best game of the season against Penn State.
Right.
I don't know if they'll ever play a complete game like that the rest of the way. Obviously, you know, they got somewhat exposed by Iowa. But lo and behold, they're still at number 10, still have a shot at the playoff. So we'll see what happens. But
well, in addition to that controversy, I would also think that the fact that the committee decided to put USC at 23,
that was interesting.
That was strange.
They're 7-4. And
yeah, they just beat California. They just dropped 41 on California. But are they deserving of that seeding? If they're not USC, if they're not that brand, do they get put there? Are they ranked? That's the question.
I don't think so. I mean, they're 7-4. That's not a good. I mean, it's a good record, but it's not a fantastic record by any means.
No.
They really haven't done much to earn a top 25 spot this season. So, you know, I was a little surprised when I saw them in that ranking.
I mean, some will argue that Iowa State at 6-4 is a questionable ranking, but they just beat number 19 Texas.
Right. And so that's more justifiable. And also Iowa State's a couple of their losses have been really close. USC, they got killed by Oregon.
Yeah.
But they also did play a close game against Notre Dame.
That's true. That's true. The committee seems to like Notre Dame a lot more than they should.
A little too much. But, yeah.
You know. Anyway, we got some pretty, couple good matchups this week.
Yeah, I'd say it's a solid week.
I think, obviously, the biggest game is in Columbus.
Yep.
Number 8, Penn State. Number 2, Ohio State. 2 weeks ago, like Marconi said earlier, I was a lot more excited for this game. Not so much anymore.
Okay.
I just don't see this one being much of a contest.
Well, I beg to differ. I know the gentleman to my left and my right would disagree, but don't get me wrong. I understand that there's a lot of factors going into this game. Penn State or Ohio State's going to prove wants to prove to the world that they are the best team in the country, most complete team in the country. Chase Young's coming back from suspension,
mm-hmm.
But I would argue that Penn State also has a lot to prove. They want to prove to the world that they really are here to contend for the Big Ten. They're here to contend for the college football playoff. And while I do think Ohio State should win this game, I don't see it being a blowout. I think it'll be a close game, whether it be a one score or a 10-point game max. You may disagree with me on that, but I think Penn State will show up to play. I think Ohio State should win. I just think it will be entertaining to watch.
Yeah, I mean, currently OSU is favored by 17.5, and I honestly think they're gonna cover that fairly easily, at least 21. Justin Fields is an absolute stud, dual threat quarterback. Their running game, again, just great, well balanced team on both sides of the ball.
Yeah. I mean, they're arguably the most complete team in the country, arguably the best team in the country. I don't think they'll have any issue with Penn State. I like I said earlier to you guys, I see this as like a 34-7 type game in favor of Ohio State. I just don't think Penn State will be able to play with them on Saturday.
Well, I think we could all agree that we do hope for it to be an entertaining game. I mean, as a neutral spectator, I think we all would want to see that.
Oh yeah.
Whether it happens or not, that's up for debate.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
No, if Penn State wins this game, then that playoff discussion becomes more wide open.
Oh, for sure.
So
let the chaos we'll ensue.
Yeah.
Let it happen.
It's cupcake week.
It is.
For the SEC.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Western Carolina at Alabama. Bit of a challenge there. Cool. Samford at Auburn. Boy. LSU plays Arkansas. Not that, you know, they can help that, but still, Arkansas is probably worse than most Division III teams. So,
well, I will say the one SEC game that does stand out is definitely number 4 Georgia against Texas A&M in Athens.
Yeah, that's an interesting game. You know, this is the first time that they've met since A&M joined the SEC a few years back.
Right.
So this is interesting. Now, could be a trap game for Georgia.
I think
so. You never know.
I think so.
You never know. You know, there's definitely concerns on the offensive side of the ball for Georgia. They just have simply not been very efficient
offensively. A little conservative offensively.
Very conservative offensively. But defensively, I mean, they're just insane. They don't give up a lot of touchdowns, and they've been, other than that game to South Carolina, they defensively have just been pretty stellar. But A&M, I don't know, they're 7-3.
A&M is capable of making it a game.
Yeah,
they really are. What do you think, Marco?
I honestly don't think it's going to be much of a game. I think DeAndre Swift of Georgia is going to be able to overwhelm that D line of A&M pretty easily, and I think they'll win easy fashion.
Okay. You know what also has the prospect of being a little bit of a trap game, and I don't know if you guys will agree with me, is Oregon-Arizona State.
No, you're right there. You're definitely right.
I think they stand at 5-5. Oregon's looking great, but, I mean, they're going to have to go on the road. Arizona State's one of those spotty teams, very up and down.
Yeah.
You know, they're capable of making a good game out of this. But I think Oregon should win. I think they will win. But we'll see what happens. I think that could be an entertaining one.
Well, Arizona State has lost 4 games in a row after starting the season 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
So what was looking like a promising season has turned into a pretty mediocre season down in Tempe. But it's a primetime game, ABC. You never know what could happen.
You never know.
Oregon playing on the road, it's not an easy place to play. I'll say that.
Crazier things have happened.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, personally, if Arizona State won this game, but I think Oregon should win this game by 2 touchdowns.
Another interesting one is TCU Oklahoma. I would say Oklahoma should, I mean, they have the capability of steamrolling them and not making this much of a contest, but TCU's proven that they are, you know, they can hang in there with some of the top dogs.
They can. I don't know. I mean, Oklahoma coming off that emotional win last week, you know, coming back from 25 down, and, you know, we'll see what happens here. I mean,
yeah.
I think they might be a little extra motivated for this now that they still have a shot at the playoff. I mean, I left them for dead at halftime of that game last week.
I thought
that was it. But Jalen Hurts is very talented. He's been playing the best football of his career this season at Oklahoma. So I don't think the Sooners will have too much trouble with
Frogs. They really should.
But they definitely don't want to go into that one sleepwalking.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So let's see. Let's go back to the rankings. Let's talk about specifically, because I know we mentioned it very briefly, but I want to talk about that LSU, that this past LSU game. Their defense against Ole Miss was just, that's an unacceptable performance. I understand that, you know, a team like LSU, coming off an emotional win against Alabama, probably this game was probably a little bit of an oversight.
Yeah.
Which I think is fair to say, but at the same time, I understand the committee still putting them at one justifiably, but I'm sure teams like Clemson, Ohio State, teams that are in contention are looking at that defense and saying they're vulnerable. They are vulnerable.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt that Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields would probably light up that LSU defense.
If they play the way they played then, I would say 100%.
Yeah, but, you know, so far, LSU's offense has been good enough this year, which is still so strange to say out loud.
Right.
But they've been good enough this year to where their poor defensive play just really hasn't mattered. I mean, they're right. Still 10-0. But it could catch up to them in the playoffs when they would have to face, you know, a high-flying offense
right.
like Ohio State, like Clemson. So that defense is definitely a bit of a concern.
I would agree.
Yeah.
So we got some more movers on here as well. Michigan absolutely annihilating their rivals. Little brother school, Michigan State. Wisconsin beating Nebraska. How do you think it's shaping out for them in the Big Ten? I mean, Michigan's kind of been playing a little bit better, as so has Wisco ever since those defeats. But are they? I mean, are they capable of beating some of these bigger teams, or do you think they're just kind of middle of the pack?
Well, they're certainly capable. Michigan, after they lost to Penn State, has been pretty electric on offense. I would definitely, you know, be a little concerned if you're a Buckeyes fan for Michigan right now, the way that they've been playing the past few weeks. Wisconsin actually still has a chance to make the Big Ten championship. Right. Correct me if I'm wrong, but if they beat Minnesota next week, then they would win that division.
Right, that's right.
So it's possible that we could still see a two-loss Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship.
That would be chaotic.
Yeah. I mean, and it's also still possible that we could see a two-loss Michigan in the Big Ten championship, but in order for that to happen,
Ohio State
would have to also lose to Penn State this week for that to happen. But the door's still open for now.
The door's still open. All right, so I think we should conclude this episode by talking about our projected top four for the playoff, and kind of what I was kind of thinking here is, and when we were speaking about this earlier, we touch on our top four, our predictions for the top four in the playoff, given the way that teams are playing now.
Yeah.
We touch on why do we think these teams deserve to be in the top four, and we kind of just see how it goes from week to week. You guys like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so
let's try it.
I'll start. Okay. So I think LSU will be number one. I think they should win out. I think they have proven that they are, they do have the highest powered offense in college football, arguably. Joe Burrow has just been stellar. We know this. And I think they should be capable of winning out, winning the SEC and taking care of business. So I think I'll have them at one. I think Ohio State is also capable of winning out. I think they face a little bit of a tougher task than a lot of these other teams. But I think they have proven that they are a complete team. I think they've proven that they are a legit contender for the national championship. So I'd probably stick them at two. I would say Clemson has the most favorable route to the playoff out of the remaining teams. I think they should finish undefeated. I think they should make it to the playoff, no problem, at number three. And number four is where it starts getting tricky, because assuming Georgia wins, that would leave questions as to where you place Georgia, where you put LSU, that sort of deal. But I think it'll be a little bit more predictable. I think Georgia will end up losing to LSU in the SEC championship, which leaves the door open for the winner of the Pac-12 championship, Oregon or Utah. And I would probably lean Oregon, so I'm going to probably stick Oregon at four.
Okay.
So, Marconi, would you like to go next?
Yeah, so at number one, at the end of the day, I think Ohio State will end up being the number one seed in the college football playoff. I believe they are the most complete team in the country, and they should have no hiccups along the way. Number two, I will have LSU. While I also believe they will finish out the season undefeated, they do have a much tougher road to the SEC championship, and obviously there will probably be some close games in there, and that's why I think they'll be moved down one spot. Clemson at number three, again, arguably one of the most complete teams in the country. Dynamic offense, amazing defense as usual. And at number four, I would have to agree with Max. I have to slide the Pac-12 champion with one loss. Probably going to end up being Oregon. So I'm going to have to put them in there at number four.
Yeah. At the end of the season, after all the conference championships, I think the committee will look at, you know, those conference champions, and they'll determine that Ohio State, after winning the Big Ten championship, after beating what will most likely be three top 15 teams in a row, so you've got Penn State, Michigan, and the Big Ten West winner, which will probably be Minnesota, I don't think the committee has any reason to not put them at number one after that. So Ohio State will be number one. They will win the Big Ten. LSU, they win the SEC, they will be number two. I think if they keep playing the way they've been playing on defense, then the committee will reward Ohio State for being more complete. So that's the reason I'd flip them. I guess at three, you'd have to say Clemson. They'll finish undefeated. They've got a cakewalk at South Carolina, and then a even bigger cakewalk in the ACC championship, whether that's against Virginia or Virginia Tech. But yeah, that four seed—that's really where the drama lies right now, and that will most likely end up being between the Pac-12 champion, the Big 12 champion, and Alabama. I think in that scenario, you definitely have to give the edge to the Pac-12 champion. I agree with you guys. That will most likely be Oregon. They've looked better, more complete than Utah has. I think if they end up playing head-to-head in the Pac-12 championship, Oregon will win that game, and they'll sneak into the playoff as the four seed.
Oh, awesome. Well, guys, thanks for listening.
This was fun.
This was great.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. We hope to get this podcast rolling. We hope to push out some more content, and hopefully you guys like it. Thanks for listening.